It's time for Central Iowa Today. Here's Ken Hugge.
And we welcome you to this edition of Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM. Well, I tell you what, Angie Nelson is here. She's got all kinds of paperwork in front of her. She's got all kinds of things going on with Marshall County Farm Bureau. She, of course, is the regional manager for Iowa Farm Bureau. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. It is a great day outside.
Is it nice out there?
Fall is on the way. It is beautiful. You haven't been out
yet today.
Now you're
sounding like
Kyle.
Sorry. Fall's on the way.
Fall is on the way. Things are turning outside. It's going to be a little while yet, but man alive, what a beautiful time of year.
It is. It is a nice time of the year. My only complaint about fall is that it leads right into winter. That's my only complaint, and I'll just keep voicing that, and people will go, "Yeah, there he goes again." Farm Bureau, well, let's talk about the pending thing, which is the big thing this time every year, and that's the harvest. Do we have some out already? Do you know, or some farmers out there in the field trying to get a little bit of a head start? Or
most of what you've seen come out is probably seed.
Okay.
Seed corn. So that's probably what most of that started a couple of weeks ago. So what we are looking for is we're looking at some of these beans, and they're changing pretty quick.
Are they?
Yeah, a lot of the things that went in earlier, they were early grows. Yeah, they're looking really good, and I think it's going to be a really neat harvest, and it's obviously going to come pretty quickly. But there's still a lot of corn out there that's pretty green other than the drought stuff at the bottom. And so things are looking good.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about the drought stuff. Drought stuff at the bottom, and going along with that, and I'm guessing there's a tie-in to next week's educational week about Farm and Safety Week.
We do. So this is the time of year we ask motorists to share the road. Our farmers come out of their field drives, and oftentimes those are blind drives, and then they're not moving very fast. And oftentimes they're in a big tractor with a wagon behind them or a semi, and they've got flashing lights on. And in the daytime, folks will be buzzing by and just they'll miss it, and somebody doesn't get home that night. And so we just want to encourage everyone to be really aware as they travel the roadways. And, you know, our farmers don't want to use the main roadways as much as you don't want them there. So that's their last choice to use a major roadway.
If they can't get there any other way, that's what they've got to do.
That's what they've got to do. And they try really hard to avoid major roadways, major times. But on those rural roads, you know, a lot of times those are their farm-to-market roads. They're taking things to the elevator. They're taking things to bin sites. Or they're running back and forth from field to field. Mm-hmm. And usually you'll see a tractor, a wagon, possibly a load semi, and then you might also see some support vehicles or a corner beanhead trailer coming along with them. So it's usually a little caravan, and they all probably are flashing their lights. We ask all of our farmers to flash their lights so people are aware that they're not moving very quickly. And we just ask that folks kind of keep their eyes peeled and understand this is a very special time of year. And this is a very important time of year, but we want everyone to be safe and to share the road. So,
because you can catch up to some of those slow-moving caravans in a heck of a hurry without going too awfully fast.
That's right. And, you know, sometimes you get out there on the wide open country roads, and if you don't have your cruise control on, sometimes you're moving a little faster than you probably think that you are. And they're moving much slower than you think that they are. And as soon as they turn out of those drives, you know, they're not going to be traveling at road speed like you are. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just kind of important. There is a National Farm Safety and Health Week coming up next week. And again, it's just an opportunity for folks to raise awareness to different farm safety hazards and country safety hazards. So on Monday, the topics of focus for the National Farm and Safety Health Week will be tractor safety and rural roadway safety. And then on Tuesday, it's overall farmer health. Then on Wednesday, it's safety and health for youth in agriculture. So farm safety for young people working on the farm. This is also a time of year that it's kind of all hands on deck. And so oftentimes those high school kids will come home from school and be expected to do tasks on the farm or go out, run people from field to field. So there's a lot of hazards that are present for youth as well. And then on Thursday, it's fertilizer and chemical safety. And then on Friday, they round out the week with safety and health considerations for women in agriculture. So we know that every farmer counts, and we're looking forward to those different educational topics.
And I think for those of us who are not connected to a farm, we think about, you know, Farmer Safety Week. Okay, yeah, it's watching out for the vehicles on the road and all of that. But there's a lot of other things that farmers and farm workers have to be aware of and keep in mind in order to make sure they get through the whole process safe and sound.
They do, and they work a lot of hours. So, you know, once corn harvest starts, it's long hours. It's all day long. And by the time you get pulling in your last load at night, you know, you're not as fresh as you were at the beginning of the day. So,
is the fatigue factor probably one of the more dangerous things, or one of the things that farmers need to keep in mind, because they're so focused on trying to get that out, sometimes trying to beat Mother Nature, or trying to, you know, I can do this here before the sun goes down.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just, is it just the fatigue factor that is more of a problem than
sometimes
anything?
It's equipment, but, you know, most accidents can be prevented. So obviously the roadway ones, you know, that's separate. But yeah, on the farm, we've got a lot of guards and safety switches and things like that, that sometimes just to save a little time, those will be moved or disabled or wired up or something like that. Oftentimes some of those accidents entail some of those, but not all. Right. But we want our farmers to be alert, and we want them to be safe, and we want them to come home to their families at night.
And we want you to have a good harvest out there. Absolutely. Let's change gears. You got a photo contest.
We do.
What's up with that?
Well, obviously, you're listening to the enthusiasm in my voice today, and we know that fall is a fantastic time of year.
Colorful time.
It is. And so what we did last year, we had our first annual photo contest for Farm Bureau, and we're doing that again this year, and it's open to any Marshall County folks, and all you need to do is you can submit your photo to Farm Bureau. We have different categories this year. One of the categories is harvest photos. One is family. One is scenery, and then the last is kind of a catch-all. It's anything in agriculture.
Hmm.
And so those get submitted, and by submitting them to Shelley Newhouse at our Farm Bureau office, and you can email those to marshall.county@ifbf.org, then you can send those to her, and then that gives her permission to post them on our Facebook page. And then as we get closer to the end of the contest, which I believe this year is going to be in late October, we'll call for votes for folks on Facebook, and they can select which ones they would vote for winners, and then their winners will receive a prize, and then those photos will be credited, obviously, to the person who took those photos.
Now, is this only open to Farm Bureau members?
Actually, I believe that we're doing anyone.
Anyone, because you mentioned that, but I wanted to make sure that was clear, because, you know, we all, I don't care whether you're an old city boy like me and all that, some of the sights in the fall are just really something.
They really are. And now that everyone has a phone with them and with a camera everywhere that they go.
And filters and adjustments and everything.
Beautiful stuff. So anyway, again, those categories are harvest, family, scenery, or anything agriculture. You're allowed a max of 4 photos, 1 per category, if you're interested in entering.
All righty, that sounds good. So have we gotten off the starting block for Ag in the Classroom yet?
We have. We do have some programs planned, but I have to tell you that our annual Farm to Table Day, this is the 20th year. Last year was to be the 20th, and we had to cancel it because of COVID.
Right.
So this is actually the 21st year, but the 20th program, that's happening at the fairgrounds tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Right.
It has a little different look to it this year. Marshalltown schools were not able to participate this year, so we have West Marshall schools coming and St. Francis schools coming, and so we'll have a little bit of a smaller group. The program's happening in the morning, and we will still have our agricultural education station set up around the fairgrounds for the students to work themselves through, and we have a whole host of volunteer presenters, so we're super excited about it.
Like who?
Well,
I'm going to put you on the spot. Like who?
Well, normally we have Betsy and Jim, so Farmer Jim Mosier and Betsy.
Right.
And they come and they talk about sheep. And then Sarah Duncan talks about pigs. And this year, Brittany Tao and I believe Lauren Pickard are doing a beef presentation. Matthew Burt and one of the officers from the Sheriff's Department do farm safety and PTO safety. And Mary Jo Batinger helps organize the event, and she will probably be doing a one tomorrow on agricultural careers. And then I'm doing one on healthy soils. So we've got a whole host of things.
What
and then,
do?
Let's see, there's one more. Oh, the Iowa Ag Literacy Foundation is coming and talking about tools of today and yesterday. And that's a really neat one where they they have historical tools or old-fashioned mm-hmm. tools mm-hmm. and have the kids kind of pick a modern-day equivalent to mm-hmm. that. And then they get to work it and kind of decide before we tell them what they used to do with that, like a hand husk or a hand planter. I'm doing the hand motions now. You can't see me doing that on the radio, but I'm doing them because those are the things I think about.
I do my hand motions all the time. Yeah. I'm always going.
So it's really kind of a neat history, Iowa history, social studies lesson that they do. And we do short segments. It's 20 minutes for each of those lessons. So it's really kind of just attention getting, a little bit of learning, and hope they take some of that home.
So what else you got going on?
Well, let's see.
You know, we got a few minutes left here. I'm sure there's more.
Yep, we've got a couple of other things going. This is the time of year that our commercial pesticide applicators, mm-hmm. not farmer ones, but like park folks.
More commercial.
So there's a bunch of them happening with Iowa State University and Extension. So they're coming up through October. There's ones for right-of-way, aquatic and forest management. Ornamental and turf grass is for a lot of folks that work on the golf courses. We have a commercial ag and weed class, and that's November 15th or 16th. So, and then there's one for pest control. So if you are a certified commercial applicator and you need to get your CEUs for the year or renew your license, you need to contact the Extension office because this is that time of year for you.
Okay.
They do reshows, but they don't appreciate the reshows. If you can make it to the regular class, go to the regular class. Chelsea is the organizer there at the Iowa State University Extension office, and she can register you and give you all that information.
Okay.
And then I have just one more thing, and this is we just concluded our policy process for Farm Bureau for policy that will go into effect January 1 that we'll be working on our legislators with. So
it's getting to be that time, isn't it?
It is. I know it seems like it's a really long time away, but it really isn't. And, you know, those legislators are working all the time. And they'll be meeting with constituent groups and backer groups, and they'll be starting that probably towards the end of November.
Yeah, because mid-January we'll be here before you know it, which means we'll already be past Christmas. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. And I'm sure, as always, if anybody is interested in any of these programs and wants to become a Farm Bureau member, I'm sure you'll be able to figure that out for them, right?
Oh, I'd love it if they'd give us a call. Our office number is 641-753-6637.
So, Farm and Safety Week next week. We're going to remind everybody about that again because we're on the cusp of the harvest. So when you're out on the roads, be careful. And I'm sure we'll hear a little bit more about that next week because it is a big thing because agriculture and harvest is a big thing in our area.
And I would say by next week, you'll be seeing a lot of things rolling on the roadways. So again, just keep your eyes peeled, watch out for flashing lights and slow-moving vehicles, and share the road.
And put your cell phones down when you're driving. Watch out for that distracted driving. Hey, always a pleasure, Angie. Thank you for all of the updates. We'll look forward to another update next month. We'll see how Mother Nature treats harvest between now and then.
Hopefully it's fantastic.
I hope so, too. Angie Nelson, the regional manager for Iowa Farm Bureau, I guess today here on Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.